This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Thousands and thousands of people tune into Senior Care Live to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. You, the listeners, have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio program in the Kansas City area on the weekends. Now, we're not competing with, or you know, Rush Limbaugh or Dave Ramsey or some of those folks, but, you know, a fella can always dream, right? But on the weekends here in Kansas City, you have made this program number one, and I just can't thank you enough. And look, there are multiple ways that you can listen to the program. You may be listening to the radio right now, old school, and hey, that's how I roll, old school. I listen to the radio a lot through a real radio. How about that? You can stream the program online to your electronic device. A lot of people do that. You can also listen to the podcast after the fact. So after the program, you can listen to a podcast at any time. But any way you choose to listen to this program, again, I just want to say thank you very much for tuning in, and you are appreciated. You can always reach us on our toll-free number at any time, and write this number down, because, you know, you may think of something later or may have a need to call, you know, a day or two, a week or two, a month or two, a year or two down the road. So always just keep this handy, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. Also visit us online. It's a really good website. I'd like to invite you to check that out. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so here we are, and I approve of this message. Okay, I'm gonna vent for a second. Do we have enough political ads? I mean, seriously, I am so sick of hearing all these political ads. And do you really think it's going to make a whole lot of difference when you're running someone down? And it just, look, they all just drive me completely nuts. All of them drive me nuts. So the radio is loaded with political ads, the television. I cannot imagine the millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that are spent on these ads, and they're just driving me crazy. So I cannot wait for this midterm round for the midterm elections to be over with, so I can get a break. And I know I'm probably venting a lot of people's frustrations as well. So anyway, just to vent and go grr and stuff like that. I can't wait for these political ads to be gone. Another thing that I wanted to let everyone know about, and I'm going to have some guests on the program here in the near future to talk about this, but we're at a really important time of the year. I'm shifting gears on you here. I'm done ranting about political advertisements, but right now we are in the beginning part of the Medicare open enrollment season. That's October 15th through December the 7th this year. And so what that means for you is that if you have Medicare and you have a particular plan, and maybe you want to revisit that, maybe you want to change, maybe not, but this is a time where you can do that if you want to make some changes, and that is the time to do it. So that's that open enrollment period at the end of the year, and then that is effective January the 1st. Now, there are some other times and other circumstances that may allow you to change, but by and large, this is for the majority of Medicare recipients. Open enrollment started this past Monday on October the 15th, and it will end on July the 7th.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Yep, right out of the gate, we're going to throw a consumer alert out here. This involves memory care, and I think I have a theory on this. This is just becoming really, I think, worse and worse and more confusing and more confusing. I met with just a great, great couple this past week. Super sharp, very intelligent people. They were just totally into the whole conversation. I'm going to help them find placement for their loved one. But when I meet with senior care consulting clients, part of that initial free consultation is that I do a review of the different levels of care, what they are, what they are not, what they include, what they do not include, the average price. And there's just a whole lot to it. So I'm visiting with a very nice man. And he said, well, you know, we looked at some assisted living facilities for my dad. And we want him to be able to age in place, so that he can age in place and go to that next level. So they have memory care, so we've got that covered. And I said, but that particular place you're talking about, they don't have a nursing home, which is what he's going to need. And he will also need Medicaid certified nursing home services with memory care later on down the road, because he's definitely going to outlive his assets here in a little bit. But he's a great assisted living candidate today. He just wants to age in place and transition to that nursing home / long-term care level later on, be covered by Medicaid, and that's your safety net, and then have memory care available, because pretty predictable, I think he's going to need that later on. And we want to make sure, even if he doesn't, we want to make sure it's available so that if he does need it, he doesn't have to move again. And so he goes, oh, no, we don't need a nursing home, because this assisted living facility has memory care. And I'm like, but think about it. Memory care is a type of care. The level of care is at assisted living. So he's still in an assisted living facility, but they offer memory care at the assisted living facility where they help you, which is a social model. It's not a medical model, it's a social model, where they can help you with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They distribute your medications for you. They do all these things to help you with those activities of daily living, but it is not a full medical care model. So, and they do a lot for you, but it's not that higher level. And he goes, oh, okay, well, now the way that you explained it, and I have a graphic that I share with my clients, he said, that makes total sense. That's not how they made this sound. They made it sound, they kind of implied, oh, well, we have memory care. They kind of implied to me that was a nursing home. But you're telling me it's not. That makes sense to me. The way you explained it makes sense to me. So I have explained this numerous times over all the years on this program. And I keep running into this, and I don't think it's a coincidence any longer. I wondered about it. I no longer believe this is a coincidence. I am convinced that the senior care industry as a whole has purposefully, is that a word, JP, purposefully? Yeah, purposefully, on purpose, created the term memory care and then used it to make it seem like it implies a higher level, a nursing home level of care. But it's just not a nursing home level of care. So the way that I have tried to standardize my terminology, which the industry is not picking up on, because if they make it complicated or confusing to you, then you have to go to a salesperson, and then you have to depend on what that person says to try to explain it to you, and then, boom, they've made the sale. So I actually think this is on purpose, and I don't like that. And again, I pull no punches on this show. You already know that, and I sugarcoat nothing. And later on in the program, I am going to go through this. I'm going to explain the different levels of care and then the different types of care and then what you need to do when going out into the market and searching for a place for your loved one. But here's the bottom line is that if you are looking in assisted living and they have memory care and they are not attached to the nursing home, they do not offer that, then the bottom line is they don't have the nursing home level of care. So when you hear the term memory care, that is a type of care. It's not a level of care, and you'd better be very, very careful where you get your information.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
It's just driving me crazy, folks. I keep running into super nice, nice people out in the marketplace, very intelligent. They understand if it's explained to you, to them properly. I explained it to this very nice family, and they're like, oh, well, now that makes sense, but that is not how it was represented to us. And then at that point, actually, they were not very happy because it's, frankly, it's misleading, and I want that stuff to stop. Now, I'm sure they're not going to stop, but I've said my two cents on that one. So, all right. I'm feeling a little frisky today, JP. A little surly, a little feisty. So, anyway, thanks for obliging me on that one. So, all right, let's get to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The Medicare open enrollment period is always October 15th through December 7th every year. Is that statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, please reach us at our toll-free number. You can call it literally 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage. Or you could also choose to click on that Listen Live button. Just give it a few seconds to connect, and it will start streaming to your phone, tablet, laptop, desktop, computer, whatever you have. It really is that easy, and lots of people do that every single month. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The Medicare open enrollment period is always October 15th through December 7th, every single year. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is true. It is true. All right. And so, and I'll be talking a lot more about Medicare and changing your plans, considering other plans, et cetera, here in the future, especially in the near future here during this open enrollment period. It's really important to understand that, you know, you don't have to make a choice. You don't have to make a change. You say, hey, you know, I like my plan. I'm sticking with it. Or, I'm concerned about my plan. I want to maybe look at some other options. And there are a lot of rules that say what you can and cannot change and when you can change it, et cetera, et cetera. But the time to look into all of this, again, October the 15th through December the 7th, maybe get an evaluation. You want to talk to a broker, an insurance broker that can represent multiple firms and just show you what is available and show you the differences and how that those differences apply to you in your unique situation. And then you can make an informed decision, make your changes. If you want to make the changes, you don't have to. You can make the changes if you'd like to. And then those changes are effective January the 1st. So really, really important stuff. And again, I'll be talking a lot more about the Medicare open enrollment period and some of the differences in plans, et cetera, a lot more here over the next few weeks. Okay, so before I get back to the levels of care and what you need to do and know before going out into the community, and again, I already just kind of hammered on one of the issues, but there are others that we're gonna review today. But before I move on to that, let me just say that more and more people are contacting Senior Care Consulting for our placement services to help them find a place for their mom, their dad, their spouse, their elderly loved one. And it's because, first of all, it's a great service. It's an unbiased, objective service. But people love our business model. And it's really, really interesting. You know, last week, I broke down and really exposed how these free referral services work. They should be embarrassed. And with some of their sales tactics, some of their marketing tactics and that sort of thing, I think some of them are misleading, in my opinion. And I can say that on the radio. It's called the freedom of speech, in my opinion. Some of those things are misleading. In my opinion, some of these advertisements are just flat out unethical. They appear to work for you when they do not. And I don't like that. But you know what? They're going to continue doing that and making their millions, and good for them. Here's how I operate my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We work for the families that we represent. We work directly for you. On behalf of you and your family, we work in your best interest, just like an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that would help you through a process, through a period of time, help you make some decisions on something, you know, specifically related to, whatever that need is. So this is the area that we help you in, very much of a niche type of a service. Very, very highly specialized service, placement service, totally customized every single time to the family and the needs that we're working with. And again, your needs are unique, and we define those, and then we work for you and according to your needs. I'm going to break that down a little bit later on as well. But I have more and more people contacting me saying, now, let me get this right. I heard this from a friend. I heard this from my doctor. I heard this from a case manager in the hospital. I heard it from a registered physical therapist in our hospital. I heard it from my attorney. I heard it from my neighbor. I heard it from my sibling. I heard it on your radio program, et cetera, et cetera. I heard it from one of your previous clients. Steve, that I want to make sure that you don't receive kickbacks from any of these facilities that we're going to be touring with you. And I said, I'm so happy you brought that up. And if you wouldn't have brought that up, I was going to bring that up. I am really proud of our business model. So the answer is no, we do not receive any reimbursement of any type from any care facility out there. Independent living, assisted living, long-term care, nursing home, and all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. There are no dollars, pennies, there are no funds exchanged. And you know why? Because we work for you. We work for a reasonable flat fee for service. And for a reasonable flat fee for service, we deliver our service for you. It's a huge time saver. It's an incredible service that offers you this wealth of information. Again, it's complete. It's as objective and as thorough as I can possibly think to make it. And it is a phenomenal service. And more people are calling Senior Care Consulting when they are in the process, either proactively, and sometimes there's a crisis and you kind of have to react to something that happened unexpectedly. But either way, more and more people are contacting Senior Care Consulting for our placement services. And it's just amazing. I used to get asked this once in a while. Hey, now, if we're paying you, you know, X dollars, we have different levels of engagement, by the way, from minimally engaged to fully engaged to completely over the top engaged. So there are a lot of different options with us now versus when we just started, you know, 16 years ago, we had one option. Now we have several. I used to get asked that question once in a while, but now I'm asked, you know, maybe every other time when I meet with the family. And if they don't ask again, I always love pointing that out. So if you love that honest, ethical approach where we work for you, helping you through this process, give me a call. I will personally discuss this with you, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll be back with more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number at any time, literally 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of the program, maybe you want to just share it with someone else, like, hey, I heard some really good stuff. I want to share that with you. Or maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. So you've got the archive there, if you will, and they're in chronological order. So you have the most recent one, and then one a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I have them separated out by month. So you'll see that there. Feel free to help yourself. And again, lots and lots of people, click on the podcast tab at seniorcarelive.com and they check out the podcast. So find the one that you want. There's a little blurb about, you know, what's covered on that. Just a quick little hit, maybe a couple of two, three sentences. If that's the one you want to listen to, just click on the play button. It's a little play area. You can't miss it. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll stream again to your phone, your tablet, your computer, and you can listen to that at any time. All right. So JP, I'm talking about First Amendment freedom of speech. and again, sounding a little fired up today, but it's just absolutely true. These free referral services just kind of blow me away. They're actually helping me with my business because it's so easy to differentiate. On the surface, they look similar, but once you get past about 30 seconds of an explanation, you will quickly know, oh my goodness, these things are nothing alike. And people, our clients love our service, our program. They say that's the best money I have ever spent. We get tons of referrals from very happy and satisfied clients and families that we have had the honor and privilege of serving over all of these years. All right, so I kind of went off a little bit about memory care and the use of that, and I think the intentional misuse of that term. Let's back up here, and so let's talk about the different levels of care. So you know that I break it down into the level of care and the type of care, payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs before ever going out to search for a senior care community. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're doing the old shotgun approach, and I promise you, you're not going to get very far. You're really going to waste a tremendous amount of time. Do you know that over the last 16 years, I have had the same numbers reported to me very consistently. When I talk to someone and they say, you know what, we did this for my grandparents and I don't want to do it again, for my own parents, we spent so much time, I really want some expertise, involved, really someone kind of, you know, backing us and helping walk us through this whole, search and selection process. And I don't have a lot of time to do this. And I always ask, well, how long did you spend going out, looking at all these different facilities and hearing from all these salespeople and looking at all the literature and all the stuff? How long did you spend the last time that you did this? I consistently hear 50 to 100 hours and sometimes a lot more than that. So I think when I say to people, you can expect without help, and if you're trying to do your homework and you're trying to get it right, and a lot of people are trying to do that right, they just don't know what they're doing. So they're doing their best that they can. They're spending 50 to 100 hours. And when I say that, I think a lot of people think that I'm exaggerating that. But I promise you, I am not exaggerating that. By just incredible contrast, senior care consulting clients get through that whole process. Guess how long? It's nowhere close to 50 to 100 hours. It's a major, major time saver. My clients with senior care consulting get through that whole search and selection process in about 5 hours. It's a major, major benefit, major, major time saver. All right, but if you're going to go out and do this on your own, then you need to understand what the different levels of care are and what's available and how much they cost as a starting point. So if you enter the market, independent living is basically, now I'm going to overly simplify this, probably upset some independent living providers out there. That's not my intention. But it is an apartment with one or two meals per day at its basic form. Now, is there more to it than that? Yeah, you might be able to get three meals a day. There's transportation provided. There are lots and lots of activities provided. There's no care provided. I guess that's my major point here. There's zero care provided. Now, at most of these places, you do have a pendant where you can call for help if there's an emergency. You feel like you're feeling faint, you have some heart attack symptoms, and you're concerned that you might be having one, but you're not sure. You can call, and someone there will call 911 for you. and then they'll contact your family, and they'll sit with you until the EMTs come to get you and take you to the hospital for evaluation. Independent living does not provide care, period. They're not licensed by the state to do so. They just don't provide care. Now, they may have a home care service that can help out a little bit in 15, 30-minute increments on site, and that's great. That's billed as a separate service by a home care provider. That's a really good fit for a lot of people. But independent living is an apartment with meals and activities, some transportation, and you don't pay taxes and utilities, and there's a lot of advantages to it. The average cost there is going to be say $3,000 to $4,000. There are lots of different variables there. The larger the apartment, that's the big one. You get into a large two-bedroom apartment in a super nice place, you can be easily over $5,000, maybe to $6,000, potentially, in a really nice place that has tons of space. But, you know, $3,000 to $4,000, $4,500, $4,800, that's going to cover most of your places in a pretty nice space. That center lane, I'm going to break it down further, but refer to it generally speaking as assisted living. There are two more parts to that center lane. I'm going to skip over the center lane just for a second. I'm going to skip past assisted living. I'm going to go to the highest level of care. And what is kind of described as the most restrictive level of care, and that's the long-term care level of care, commonly known to most people as a nursing home. Now, my friends in the business, they don't like to be referred to as a nursing home because that has has a negative stereotype, and it's got some baggage that comes along with that. But the bottom line is most people still refer to it as a nursing home. And I know the state still calls it a nursing home and a nursing facility, but in the market, you will hear it called a community. And a long-term care community, skilled nursing and rehab, the healthcare center, but any of those terms that you're going to hear, you're talking about a nursing home, okay? It is a medical model. They can help you with your activities of daily living plus full medical care, full incontinence care, two-person transfer. If a patient lifts, so mechanical lifts are required, they can help you with that. It can help someone who is overweight and has some obesity issues and some weight issues. It can help with wound care management, tube feeding. Most places can help you with IV therapy. It goes on and on and on. So this is the medical model. It's the highest level of care that is available in all of these long-term care communities. A semi-private room is a shared room. It means that you have a roommate. In our area, depending on where you live, you're looking at $5,500 to $6,500 per month for a shared room. And what you're paying for, it's not much about your personal space, and it's mostly about the care that you'll receive and the care that is available for you. Okay, that's why they call it the most restrictive level of care. If you want a private room, that just comes at a major premium. And a private room, which is pretty small at most places, by the way, you can expect to spend $7,500 to about $10,000. That's right down the middle, and that's per month. And that is for, again, that nursing home long-term care level in a private room. I priced one out the other day at over $13,000. Super nice place, great place. You don't need to spend that much. Some great places at $8,400, $9,000, right in that neighborhood. All right, and then you have a very wide lane down the center. I've talked about it quite a bit before. I'm just going to touch on it today. Assisted living is a level of care. Assisted living is a level of care. It's a social model. It's not a medical model. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They provide housekeeping and laundry services. They distribute your medications. There's a full slate of activities. They can take you to and from your doctor's appointments. They can help you with toileting. They can help you to a point with incontinence support. Okay, and then they can provide a one-person transfer by and large. Some places can provide more help than that, but that covers the majority of them. I am going to, after the break, I'm going to come back with the average cost of assisted living. I'm going to tell you about a couple of other options in that center lane, that assisted living lane, and then we're going to move on from there. So don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we're breaking down the different levels of care and what you need to determine before entering the marketplace. I left off with assisted living. The average assisted living community here in our area, you can count on about $5,000 to $6,000 a month. It's kind of right down the middle. If you want to, you can take that clear up over $8,000 if you'd like to. And you can find it for less than five. That's going to depend on two factors. Not only the amount of space that you have, so small studio versus a small one bedroom versus a large one bedroom versus a one bedroom plus alcove versus a two bedroom. So you've got some size differences there, but also it also depends largely on the level of care. And now don't kind of mix that up with what I'm talking about here. The majority of places have a base price plus what they call level of care charge. So if you need a little bit of help, it might be a little bit more than that base charge. If you need a lot of help, it's probably going to be a lot more than that base charge. And they determine that by how much help each resident needs, and they call that level of care. So that's going to, between the size and how much help you need, that will affect and basically determine your monthly cost. Now, assisted living is a pretty wide lane between independent and the nursing home. It's not a standardized model. So some are pretty light in the assistance that they provide. Some of them are very heavy duty in the assistance that they provide, and everything in between. So that makes it pretty difficult to go out and find assisted living. It's not consistent. On the left-hand side, so on the lighter side of assisted living, is residential care. So residential care facility is what I refer to as assisted living light. So I wish I could share with you my graphic. I share the graphic with every single family and client that I meet with senior care consulting. But residential care is kind of somewhere between that center lane of assisted living and in independent living. So it's just assisted living light. And then less staffing than assisted living. On the right side of assisted living, kind of assisted living, kind of heavy, if you will, is Home Plus. And so those are the different levels of care. Independent living does not include state licensure. There's no oversight by the state or by the federal level. Again, because they don't provide care. But residential care, assisted living, Home Plus, and then, of course, the nursing home, they're all licensed by the state. So that is your level of care. And that is that's the level of care that they provide. Then you have to go down to the next layer as we're peeling away the layers here. What type of care do you need? The type of care, I break it down, again, KISS, right? Yeah. Cool 70s rock band. I guess they play today. But keep it simple, stupid, or in my case, keep it simple, Steve, is what we'll call that. But So you got the level of care. The type of care is just general care. So just general everyday care that everyone needs and could use. The next type of care, memory care. This is a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, dementia, could be cognitive issues related to a stroke or Parkinson's disease, etc. So it's special type of care, memory care, special type for cognitive impairment. Third type of care is skilled nursing and rehab. And that's when you leave the hospital, let's say you fracture a hip, and then you leave the hospital, you need some skilled nursing and rehab. You can go to the, again, the nursing home that is licensed to provide Medicare covered or Medicare certified skilled nursing and rehab. You can go there 1 or 2 or 3 weeks, 100 days maximum. You get your rehabilitation, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy if needed, skilled nursing for patient education and instruction, wound care services, etc. So that's that skilled nursing and rehab. And then the fourth category is, and I don't have this requested too often, but the fourth category would be mental health care. So you have general care, memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, and then mental health care. So sometimes I'm working with the family. We need a, the particular level of care that can also accommodate someone with mental illness issues and every, the care, the special type of care that, that goes along with that. So those are the levels of care. So again, memory care is not the level of care, the nursing home, assisted living, independent living, residential care, home plus. Those are the levels of care. The type of care is memory care. And you can have memory care. Gosh, this is really confusing, right? So you can have memory care, which is the type of care, at four different levels of care. So you can have memory care at the residential care facility level of care. You can have, again, the type of care, memory care, at the assisted living level of care. You can have memory care, the type of care, at the home plus level of care, and you can have memory care, which is a type of care, at the nursing home level of care. That's probably about as clear as mud. But again, when we sit down with the families that we work with and our clients with Senior Care Consulting, we explain all of this. We have graphics that we're able to leave with our families, and they are very educated, knowledgeable, and well-informed when we enter into the process, that search and selection process with our family. So you determine the level of care, the type of care, and then the payment methods. You have Medicare pays for that skilled nursing and rehab part of it, and then that's it. It's a great benefit, great service. Again, we'll talk a lot more about Medicare here in the near future, but that's what they provide. You can pay privately for your care. You may depend on the VA aid and attendance benefit to help out paying care. You may have the Medicaid program to help pay for the care. So you have level of care, type of care, payment methods, location. You have to determine your location. We all want to be close, but don't make the mistake of just choosing the closest one because it's convenient. Usually the closest place is not your best choice. Most convenient, closest, but not your best choice. So be sure to allow yourself, throw your net out far enough to be able to find a good quality place. And then maybe just drive a little bit. So every one of my clients would prefer quality of care over proximity. And then, of course, any personal preferences and needs that you need to have met by this facility. So, again, if you need help with this and help finding a place for your elderly loved one, 913-945-2800. I would be happy to visit with you about that, give you a flat fee-for-service quote at our different levels of engagement, and would love to help you. All right. I can't believe how fast that went. I'm Steve Kuecker, your host. I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.